Good morning. Welcome into In Focus on News Radio KMAN. I'm Brandon Peoples. And joining us in studio here this morning is Cheryl Collins, Executive Director of the Raleigh County Historical Museum. Cheryl, good to see you.
Good morning. It's great to see you.
Pleasure to have you back in the studio here, as we have been doing. We've been welcoming guests in here kind of slowly, getting back into the routine way of doing interviews. So a lot of our hour-long guests have been able to come out and check things out back here. And I don't remember the last time we had you in the studio.
It's been a long, long, long time. Yeah. So I'm really glad to be here.
Yeah. Well, certainly is good to see you. And I know the museum is open. People can go check it out. And what are your hours over there?
Oh, yes. The Raleigh County Historical Museum at 2309 Claflin Road is open 8:30 to 5 Tuesday through Friday and 2 to 5 Saturday and Sunday. And, of course, Goodnow House State Historic Site is open when we have staff available on Saturday and Sunday, 2 to 5, so most all the time. And Wolf House Museum is open, and Wolf House Museum at 630 Fremont is open Saturday and Sunday, 2 to 5. So we'd love visitors. Come on out and see us.
Yeah. If you ever have a question, maybe something pops into your mind about Raleigh County history, like, well, you guys probably have an answer to it out there.
We may. We may. We always like to try. Well, and we might mention that if folks want to hear about a certain topic on In Focus in the future, we'd love to hear topic suggestions.
Absolutely. You know, that's a good point. And, you know, one thing, I was passing down Seth Child the other day, and there's a little sign that says Raleigh County Historical Museum this way. It's starting to get a little faded. I don't know if there's a way we can get an update on that at some point.
We can see. We were very pleased that we got another sign out there, too. So we can see.
Yeah. All right.
Signs can be tricky.
Yeah, I'm sure. Yeah, it just looks a little faded. Hopefully they can get that updated at some point at the county level. But it is good to see you again. We're going to talk about some street names and kind of the history behind them, which I always love this topic. This is a fun thing because you really learn the history of your town.
It is really interesting to know where that name came from. And there's a lot of variety in names in Raleigh County. One of the things that I use to start with is the pamphlet Manhattan, Kansas Street Names that Connie Cavaney did for the Raleigh County Genealogical Society. And Connie did a wonderful job with that. So I want to be sure and mention that that's one of the major sources from the Raleigh County Genealogical Society.
Real quick, I may just ask you one off the top here. Stephen was mentioning this last hour, and I think I know the answer to this, but he was wanting to know specifically the history behind the name Denison Avenue.
That's an easy one.
I figured that would be an easy one for you.
Yes, of course. Joseph Denison was Isaac Goodnow's brother-in-law. And he was the first president of Bluemont Central College and then went on to become the first president of Kansas State Agricultural College, which, of course, is today Kansas State University. He was a Methodist minister and went back to being a minister after he got fired at K-State. Well, he had a stint being president at Baker University, too. He's a really interesting guy. His house is still standing in Manhattan on Hilton Heights Road, a lovely stone house with a stone barn. And he's buried up in Sunset Cemetery, and he actually died at the Goodnow House. He was visiting his sister, Ellen Goodnow, and passed away, I believe, in 1900 while he was visiting there.
Okay. Well, there you go. Now Stephen has an answer to his question. You've got some information specifically on Seth Child Road.
Yeah, we were talking about Seth Child last time I was here, so that's what I want to start with, I think, is a little bit of information about him. So Seth Child was born in Vermont October 4th, 1827, and he married Eliza Lyman, a widow, in 1852 in Illinois. And among her children was Dr. Lewis Lyman, who later moved to Manhattan. Eliza's sister was married to Reverend Harford, one of the founders of Bluemont Central College. While the Seth Childs lived in Illinois, Seth Child was part of the Underground Railroad. And, of course, that's the system in which they tried to bring people, enslaved people, out of slavery. The Child family moved to Kansas Territory in 1854 and settled at Juniata. And that's where later the Casement Ranch was established. Juniata was the place where the government bridge was built across the Blue River in 1855. So it was the close to Manhattan crossing. Unfortunately, the government bridge didn't last long. It was swept away in an ice dam in 1856. And by that time, Manhattan was established, and they moved the crossing to Manhattan. In 1855, when Kansas was still a territory, the Kansas governor appointed Seth Child sheriff, and his territory went to Colorado Rockies. Now, he didn't try to cover all that space, is my understanding, just the populated end, which was here. Mm-hmm. But Riley County land went to the Rockies in that period. And he did, I know, ride to pick up the mail at Leavenworth, and the Riley County Historical Museum has on exhibit the gloves he wore on those trips. They're a baby buffalo glove. They look warm, and I think he probably needed that. In 1856, Seth and Eliza Child's daughter, Ella Child, was born. And I want to mention that Eliza Child was a charter member of the Manhattan Congregational Church, and Seth Child assisted with the church's construction. And that church, that building that he assisted in building, is still standing. It's on the. If you look at the east side of the Manhattan Congregational Church, you can tell the original building, which is kind of on the north end of that east side. And that is, I think it's really exciting that you could go in a building that Seth Child helped to build. Seth Child was a supporter of women's right to vote. His daughter Ella said that in 1870, she accompanied her parents to the polls, and all of them voted, even the women in the family. So I guess the person in charge of the voting was also a women's right to vote advocate.
Thanks.
In 1880, Seth Child moved his family to Manhattan. Of course, his original land was at Juniata. So in this area of where of Casement Road and where the Casement Ranch later was, and he continued to farm as long as he was able. He continued with church service as long as he could hear. Evidently, he got quite deaf in his old age. Seth Child died November 24th, 1913, and Eliza, his wife, died in 1901. Seth Child's daughter, Ella Child, lived with her father until his death. Ella Child graduated from Kansas State Agricultural College and worked as a dressmaker. She married John Carroll at the age of 50, and they adopted two children. Their son, Seth Irwin Carroll, tragically died at the age of 6, drowning in the Blue River during a Riverside Club picnic. Ella Child lived to be almost 106 years old, dying in 1962. In her last years, she lived at St. Mary's Hospital. So I think that's kind of an interesting connection that somebody who was born in the earliest of pioneer times was still there in 1962. That's kind of a real link to the past.
Yeah, fascinating.
So I want to mention a little bit about Seth Child's stepson, Dr. Lewis Judd Lyman. He's also a really interesting person. So Lewis Lyman was born in 1838 in New Hampshire to Benjamin Rush and Eliza Estabrook Lyman. His father died when he was 8, so he was raised by his paternal grandfather, Dr. John Lyman, a surgeon. Lewis studied medicine with his grandfather and then graduated from the Bellevue Hospital Medical School in 1862. And I want to mention that the Riley County Historical Museum has his medical cabinet in its collection. In 1862, in Philadelphia, he married Sarah Lyman. They moved to Trenton, New Jersey, where the doctor set up his practice. During the Civil War, he served as a contract surgeon in Mississippi. And then in 1865, he came to Manhattan, and practiced at St. George until 1866, when he moved to Manhattan. And evidently, his marriage didn't move with him, because he was divorced about 1867. And this caused some problems, because Dr. Lyman was a very religious man, and a longtime member of the Baptist Church. He was superintendent of the Sabbath school and was chorister, but it's my understanding that he could not be a deacon because of the divorce. He did occasionally preach in the Baptist and other churches. In January of 1867 through November 1868, he evidently served the unexpired term of Jeremiah Platt's Riley County Superintendent of Public Instruction term, so he was also interested in education. In 1871, he married Mary Woods Lyman, and they had six children. Dr. Lyman was an ardent temperance advocate and was active in local temperance groups. And evidently, Dr. Lyman's family moved back to Pott County for a while in the early 1870s. And when he moved from St. George to Manhattan in 1874, the newspaper called him, quote, part preacher and part doctor, unquote. For a while, he was partner with some other Manhattan doctors, Dr. Patti, Dr. Williston, and Dr. Ward, but I don't think those partnerships lasted very long. And later he served on the Manhattan School Board. He was also a Mason and an Odd Fellow, both of those fraternal organizations. Dr. Lyman was also an inventor. He invented a pony cart and a contraption to hold a dislocated ankle in place. He regularly attended medical conferences and often gave papers, such as the one he gave in 1888 to the Kansas Medical Conference on carbuncles. He taught some at the Medical College in Topeka. By 1892, he had opened a hospital, but I don't think his hospital opened or stayed open very long. Dr. Lyman was a physician to three railroads in the area for a number of years. And from 1886 to 1889, he served as the Riley County coroner. His obituary said, quote, for recreation, Dr. Lyman repaired old grandfather clocks and thereby made several women happy, unquote. When Riley County put in the courthouse clock in 1906, Dr. Lyman helped keep it running. Dr. Lewis Lyman died in 1927. In 1883, he was almost killed by an errant bullet shot by a sportsman, but I guess he got a lot of good years in after that close call. So that's Seth Child and his stepson, and a little bit about them.
Hmm. Do we have any roads named after his stepson in the area?
No. Huh. And I will mention that Riley County tries to name roads for local people or to have a unique Riley County connection. And I very much advocate that. And we have a list of potential road names. When Riley County names a road, the emergency services folks and public works folks all vet the names because they don't want to have any that a dispatcher might mishear.
Right.
And they don't want to have duplicates. So we have a master list of names from Riley County, Pottawatomie County, all the Geary County, all the neighboring counties, because that's an issue too, especially with cell phones and things. And you just don't want to have duplicate names if you can avoid it. So we do have a master list of possible names, and I'll make sure that Lyman gets suggested. Yeah. I make suggestions to the master list, and I will say lots of my great ideas get shot down because they can't have them be duplicate names, and they can't have them names that could be easily misheard by a dispatcher. So, and that's reasonable because you really need that for safety.
Sure, absolutely. That's fascinating stuff right there. I mean, that's a big issue I know right now with the 911 system that they're working on.
Yes, and that's why Riley County has that committee on roads names, because there are specific rules. I mean, and the other thing is you want your road names to be logical and consistent. So they work pretty hard on that because it's really a health and safety issue.
Gotcha. Well, let's take our first break of the program. We'll come back and talk some more street names here. We'll talk Allen Road up next here on News Radio KMAN.